El Paso's News Radio, 690 KTSM.
News Radio 690 KTSM presents the El Paso History Show with documentary filmmaker Jackson Polk and historian Melissa Sargent, streaming live at ktsmradio.com. Brought to you by Patrick Tuttle Legacy Real Estate Services, 915-585-7777, and by Pepe's New Mexican Restaurant and Cantina, making the old Griggs recipes in a new location at 6761 Donovan Drive. By Monterey Asset Management, by Keystone Heritage Park on Donovan Drive, 915-584-0563. By Mission Del Rey, 1421 Lee Trevino, with El Paso souvenirs and gift shopping. And by Amigos Restaurant, 2000 Montana, a block off East Cotton, open 7 days a week. And now, El Paso History with Melissa Sargent and Jackson Polk.
Hey, do we get on the air, Andrew? Thank you very much. Appreciate that. Melissa's here, too. Oh, even better. You got to put the mic near your face.
Yes, I know. I forgot all about that.
What about that? Hey, you know, radio is radio.
My headset's acting.
You got to tuck into this gizmo.
There we go.
Hey, it's a history show you've been looking for. Here we are. And why don't you do us all a favor, including your friends, ring them up and say, hey, these guys talk history every Saturday morning. At least 20 years that I'm aware of. You've been here 11 or 10 or something.
It's going on.
At least a decade.
30 plus.
It seems like 900 years, but no, here we are. Yeah. But the thing is, we do El Paso history, and it's kind of the only show in town that's still on the air doing radio history. And there was a couple back in the past, but those people are gone. And we are now going to be the only crowd around saying that Texas history begins in El Paso. I love to say that.
Yes.
And that is trademarked, so if you wanted to use it, please do so, but give us credit. And that's a big deal. So, you know, what do you think about all that?
Oh, I think it's great. And I'm also finding there's a little bit more people are doing more history, different things online, Facebook, some other things I think is really fascinating and is really great. So don't tell me history's dead. I'll tell you that.
Oh, no. History
needs. No, I mean, not you, but people out
but
there.
But history needs to be alive in this town.
Oh, it's interesting.
We could make a fortune on tourism. Off of history, if these people would get their act together and just promote it. You don't even have to sell it.
I know.
Okay, Melissa, how many cars on I-10 every year?
Oh, like at least five or six that could stop by.
17 million people go by here, and very few stop.
And the words you always hear is, we drove through there one time.
I don't want to go there.
We want them to stop here. So,
but they don't know have a reason.
Exactly.
So what we did last night on ABC 7 is one reason to stop here.
It was great.
The Mission Trail with Bernie Sargent. We'll talk more about that. I want to thank ABC 7 for putting that on. We'll give you more details as the day wears on. So no trivia today, but I tell you what, you know, we have no way to award a prize to you. There's nobody at the front desk anymore.
We can just give you a gold star.
A gold star. So if you want to have a trivia question, call us up.
Yeah, I'll put the sticker out so you can pick up your gold star sticker off the wall.
That's against company policy.
Oh,
I know better.
Darn it, you can't do that.
But anyway, so you got Mission Del Rey to talk about there?
Yes, I do. We have Mission Del Rey, and we have that $20 show giveaway today. And for the first five listeners each week who use the coupon during the checkout period time, this week's coupon code is history. But it must be redeemed online. It's a $20 minimum purchase on top of that. And shipping is required or curbside pickup by appointment and cannot be combined with other orders. And you can go to the contact or go to their webpage at missiondelray.com.
Also, we have an announcement from them about their grand opening next month.
Yes,
They're getting a new space cooked up. We'll tell you more about that.
I want to be there.
Well, no, that place is, you got to be.
No, I want to go. There's something I need to do.
And that's a fabulous place. We'll get more in tune into that. But what else we got here?
Oh,
history moment.
Yes, I have a history moment. It's about two El Pasoans who broke the tin and glass ceilings for women in law.
Tin
roofs, tin ceilings.
Glass. But there were some good people. We'll talk about that second hour, top of the hour, you do your history moment. And people may be wondering, is that Melissa I'm hearing on a regular basis?
Yeah, I know.
Strange hours of the day and night.
I'll hear something, I go, that's mine. Oh, that's me.
Oh, that's me. And we've got a half a dozen of those running. You may have to make some more here one day soon. But we're running those basically on 690 at the will of the schedule.
One of my customers in Juarez, who I work with the manufacturers in Juarez, they heard it. So they've got, oh, we're going to listen to the show.
Oh, they're all over that. Yeah. See, we tag it with our normal promo tags and all that. So that's cool stuff. What else we got here? I may actually go to Pepe's today. I'm thinking this might be my day to go to Pepe's.
I cannot.
You cannot.
No.
But I may end up out
other
there.
Other commitments, unfortunately.
And have a taco or two. But Pepe's and Amigos both are open for takeout and in dining, in-room dining, both of them.
Yay.
So they have restrictions, but Amigos down there, 2000 Montana, also has an outdoor patio.
That's right.
That's Spanish for patio.
Spanish for patio.
That's what I think about it.
I heard something yesterday. It was just like, really? It was Spanish. It was such an easy word to not mess up, and they did anyway. So.
Well, like piñata is pianta.
Oh, yeah. Like La Joya.
La Jolla.
La Jolla, La Joya. We used to have that in California.
Started on bad words we say in Spanish. Now, let's talk about some real history today, because it's an interesting world that we live in, right on the border. A lot of people come through here. A lot of them have been U.S. presidents.
That's right.
And we got a guy on the phone here today as our guest, and good morning to Mr. Bill Moody. You know all about these presidents, don't you?
Well, yes, I do there, Jackson. It's nice to hear from you and talk with you today. I've spent quite a bit of time researching this and actually writing a master's thesis paper, which I will submit soon, on presidents of the past.
Cool.
We're going to talk you into making that into a book. Not that you need to sell it for money or give away the money. I don't care. But you got to put it in a compilation that people can get their hands on. That is really a cool idea. So how many presidents have ever been here that you've been able to figure out?
Well, I have documented every single president since 1885 to the present has been here, except Grover Cleveland, I do not believe, was ever here, and Woodrow Wilson. All the rest have been here. That would make there have been 23 presidents since that time. So 21 of them have been in El Paso either before, during, or after their presidency.
Oh, before maybe. That counts as well. Interesting history.
19 times a sitting president has visited El Paso.
And, you know, I imagine a lot of people don't even realize that, have no clue. They remember Kennedy, they remember a couple others, but as a whole, that many is amazing.
And, of course, Trump is on the mind because he was here twice recently, once as a presidential visit, once as a candidate. And just to get that out of the way, we'll talk about that perhaps, but that's not the focus of our day today, because I thought it might be interesting to hear, because you've been looking into this. You said you had 100 pages of your thesis or book just on a Kennedy visit.
Yes, I had a chance to interview, oral interviews with a lot of the people. Some of them have passed away now, about the Kennedy visits, Johnson's visits. Spent a lot of time on also William Howard Taft's, the Taft-Diaz visit. There's been a lot of trips that have passed through here. Very interesting events. 14 times American presidents have given speeches here in El Paso, five of the times of the 19 trips. Some of the presidents, of course, came here multiple times while president. The most recent ones, as you mentioned, Trump twice in 2019 and Barack Obama three times. George W. Bush, of course, from Texas, had been here three times as president, and Lyndon Johnson from Texas also was here three times. Probably the most significant visits, 64, 67, and 68 over the Chamisal.
Oh, yeah, that was a big deal there. The history that goes with this, I mean, there's so many ancillary stories. Which of all the visits do you want to focus on? Because there's so many interesting stories attached to so many of them.
Well, I thought what I would do is I would maybe go back to some of the people that people didn't really know about. I'll outline all of them real quickly here. And then if anybody's particularly interested, since, you know, it's a great call-in show, if there's something they want me to focus on, I can do that. I can flip through here and get to, what they might be interested in.
Okay.
Firstly, you know, El Paso, as you mentioned earlier, is situated along major trade routes from both east to west, south to north. Millions of people have passed through our city.
And the railroads brought the presidents in the old days, right? The railroads were great.
Yeah, they were fantastic. You know, the rich and the poor, the famous and the infamous, the powerful and the powerless. And like I said, since 1885, only 23 men have occupied the White House. Of those, 21 have at least passed through El Paso before, during, or after their presidency. 20 times a sitting president of the United States has been in El Paso. Three of those visits were by Texas's native son, Lyndon Johnson, regarding the Chamisal dispute. Mm-hmm. The outline is President Benjamin Harrison in 1891 was the first. William McKinley came in 1901. Theodore Roosevelt was here, not as president, but after his presidency in 1911, and he had come earlier in 1886. William Howard Taft was here on that famous Taft-Diaz visit.
I have a question for you real quick about the Taft-Diaz visit. Did you see the Facebook graphic that we put up?
Yes, I thought that was...
I hope you don't mind. I inserted you into history. If you want to take a look at that on Facebook, there is Bill Moody in between the two presidents looking at us, so I thought that would just be cute.
Although he's kind of presidential himself.
You're in color and they're not, so we can tell the difference, but I'm sorry, go ahead. Taft-Diaz was a big visit.
Yeah, no, that was kind of cute. In fact, when we did several years ago to commemorate some of the Chamisal events, I went ahead and played President Taft and...
Oh, that's right.
And so I did that one, and so I have a little bit of insight on that. That's a great famous picture of the two. I always like the stark comparison of, you know, our president standing in civilian clothes and, of course, Diaz standing in very military garb.
And whose nose is more in the air? Look at the picture. I'm looking at it right now. Oh, my God. Yeah. That guy from Mexico is just kind of all into himself. Look at that. Anyway, but go ahead. The military regalia he was wearing. Oh, my.
Oh, he had a lot of medals on his chest that day. Of course, he'd run into some problems not too much longer.
Yeah, some issues.
In 1910. Mm-hmm. So, you know, Woodrow Wilson, like I said, I never could place Wilson here. Warren Harding was actually here in 1918 prior to his presidency.
Why would he have been here?
Why?
Yeah. I mean, and he was actually going to come back through El Paso, but unfortunately he passed away in San Francisco. But he was planning a trip that would take him through El Paso in 1923.
That would kill the trip. Yeah, that's true. Yeah.
You know, Calvin Coolidge was here after his presidency, made a brief stop. Herbert Hoover has the record for the shortest stop as a sitting president. He passed through here on November 14, 1932, just after losing the presidential election to Franklin Roosevelt. He was going to come through here earlier. It was a rough election year for him. It was one of the worst showings by an incumbent president. The Depression may have been a definite blow to him. Booed in his home state of Iowa. But we were going to have an actual little parade for him here when he came. But he ended up late arrival and didn't come in here about 2 in the morning. And actually, he was asleep. So he didn't even, I don't think he saw El Paso.
Boo.
So... Franklin Roosevelt came here on a couple of very interesting, came through here on two visits I might want to mention later, in 1942 as president, and again in 1944, passed through on the train, did not stop or talk. I mean, the train stopped, but he didn't give a speech.
Well, so that does that count as a presidential visit, or is it a presidential pass-through, maybe? I don't know.
Pretty close. I think he might have got off the train. Falla, his dog, got off the train for sure.
There was a need there, I presume. Yeah, sure.
So Falla did get off. I did get that documented, but it does not appear that the president got off the train. However, he did make a very important talk, he was on a radio to Chicago, to the Democratic National Convention in 1944, and he stopped outside of somewhere between, I'm not sure where, you know, Deming, Lordsburg area, and was in conversation with the heads of the Democratic Party as to who to choose for his vice presidential running mate. They made that call out here in the Southwest. They decided to call on Harry Truman.
Oh, boy.
And in fact, Roosevelt spoke to Truman personally from the Southwest, and Truman went ahead and accepted that nomination, and, you know, then he would become president. And that led us to Harry Truman visits here. He was here a couple of times. In 1944, he slipped in here campaigning for the ticket of Roosevelt and Truman. And then in 1948, he came here and gave his own speech from the train station at Union Depot on his whistle stop campaign for president and had that upset win in 1948. Eisenhower, as a five-star general and commander of the Joint Chiefs of Staff, was here in 1946. John F. Kennedy made three visits in 1956, 1960, 60 when he was campaigning for president, and in 1963 as president of the United States, he was here.
Sounds like you better let that dog out.
Oh, yeah, just a minute. I don't know here.
We're about to take a break here. You got us up to Kennedy. If you want to finish the list here, we'll let the dog out.
Okay. Lyndon Johnson, long list, 15 different visits that I've documented at least. The main ones, the 64, 67, and 68 trips,
Yeah, you better let the dog out. The dog wants to go now.
Yeah, it's like, I can't wait for
we'll
you to get
off. We'll take a break here. Bill Moody's on the phone. He's an historian. He's a judge. He's all that good stuff. But we'll talk to him and his dog after we get back from the break. If you want to call us, we can take a call here because we have a call screener named Andrew.
That's right.
And we have a board operator named Andrew.
Andrew J. Polk. J. Polk.
Does that stand for Jim, James? No, it says it's one of those J words, right? Andrew Jackson Polk, thank you very much. Right, take
AJ, we'll start calling him AJ.
No,
call screener can be AJ.
Oh, but I don't think he'll answer to that. He hasn't answered. He doesn't answer.
He doesn't answer anything. Yeah, you're his dad.
Since
that's
about 1983, when he was born after that.
I was going to say.
Enough of this, but get the phone number out there, Miss Melissa.
Call us at 915-544-KTSM.
Visit Mission Del Rey Southwest for a huge selection of El Paso souvenirs and gifts. Mission Del Rey features El Paso saddle blanket products and thousands of Southwest, Western, Native American, and Mexico items for gifts and decor. Bring your friends and mention you heard us on the radio for a store-wide discount. Mission Del Rey Southwest, 1421 Lee Trevino, enter on Pelicano. Go to missiondelrey.com or call 915-440-2140 for Mission Del Rey Southwest.
America has never been so divided. More than 40 million unemployed, and racial tensions are exploding. Now, a new book by David Horowitz exposes the media war on President Trump. David Horowitz is a leading conservative thinker, and Blitz rips the lid off the secret agenda to stop President Trump. Blitz even predicted race would become the big issue of 2020. Now, Blitz reveals the surprising facts about Trump and his plan to fight back. You need to get Blitz. Already an Amazon number one bestseller, Newsmax calls Blitz the most important Trump book for 2020. Mark Levin says Blitz is indispensable for every conservative. And Mike Huckabee says it's President Trump's playbook for victory. Find Blitz in bookstores everywhere or check out the free offer and save almost $28. Just call 800-NEWSMAX. That's 800-NEWSMAX. Or go to blitz411.com. blitz411.com. Get Blitz today.
iHeartRadio Earth is here with a new way to enjoy our beautiful planet. We're all stuck at home right now, but some of us are also stuck inside. But don't let that stop you from exploring the outdoors virtually. Google Earth offers stunning visits to 31 U.S. national park sites, like Everglades National Park and Grand Canyon National Park. Brought to you by iHeartRadio Earth and the National Environmental Education Foundation. To find more tips on smarter, sustainable living, or to take action in your own community, go to iHeartRadio.com/earth.
Across the nation, America is moving forward, finding our footing, getting back on our feet. Life continues to open up. Businesses are getting back to business, and we are too. We know you rely on the Goodfeet store to be there when you need us. We're open and ready to serve you. Our personally fit arch supports are designed to help alleviate, even eliminate, foot, knee, hip, and back pain, and provide comfort, balance, and support. The well-being of our customers, associates, and community is our highest priority. So we've implemented new measures, procedures, and precautions, keeping your health and safety in the forefront. The Goodfeet store is lending a hand to help America get back on its feet. And just as we have for a quarter century, we're helping to improve the quality of people's lives, 2 feet at a time.
In El Paso, the Goodfeet store is on Airway and Viscount. Visit the store or get a virtual consultation by calling 866-FIT-FEET or go to goodfeet.com.
News Radio 690 KTSM.
And now let's turn back the pages of time and return to the El Paso History Show. Brought to you by Patrick Tuttle Legacy Real Estate Services, 915-585-7777. Pepe's New Mexican Restaurant, 6761 Donovan Drive. By Monterey Asset Management. By Mission Del Rey, 1421 Lee Trevino with El Paso souvenirs and gift shopping. By Keystone Heritage Park on Donovan Drive, 915-584-0563. And by Amigos Restaurant, 2000 Montana, a block east of Cotton, open 7 days a week. Here again, El Paso History with Melissa Sargent and Jackson Polk.
All right, we got some people looking at us on the YouTube channel.
That's right.
YouTube channel, got some brand new people as of this week. Carmichael73, Marisol Ramirez, and there's a whole bunch, like 600, 700 people now.
In fact, there's a Yonke in there, and that's ours.
Oh, did you do Yonke?
Yonke MSBS is my guy.
Well, what it is a YouTube channel called El Paso History TV, and that's where we've archived over, 120, 130 now, different clips, pieces, lectures, documentaries. I put a dozen documentaries on. Oh, in middle of March, as the pandemic was hitting, people were bored. What do I do all day with my kids? I said, okay, here's our documentaries for free.
You can all learn something.
Take a look at them. They're on a playlist there. But the other playlist has Bernie Sargent and the now 17 different pieces we've put on there. We've actually done 18 as of last night, but 17 are online on a playlist with Bernie Sargent reporting for El Paso History TV on ABC7. And people, if you haven't seen this, what it is, they announce this like it's a report from a news reporter, and it's Bernie. And they explain it all, and this time, God bless them, they went ahead and credited the radio show today. Mm-hmm. And Bill,
yeah, I knew
and Bill Moody was promoted, and you and I got named.
Yeah, I was like, what?
All that was cool. And Andrew's been a producer on these.
Yeah.
And so he gets a credit there.
He gets a thumbs.
He gets a thumbs up on that. And so that's been cool. But so take a look at that on YouTube. / El Paso History TV.
And Bernie's getting the point now where he can't go anywhere. People are like, I love that. I love the stuff you do. Love that. It's really, really cool.
Now
that's exciting.
See, now he can run for office.
Oh, no,
he's
no,
much
no,
better
no,
recognized no, no. in the public.
Now, then they'll know my skeletons. That's the problem. They'll know he doesn't have any. I have all the skeletons.
Well, you can
in
be
the
divorced
closet.
And just support him from a distance.
There you go.
Hey, is that what that's like, that works for you. Enough of that nonsense. But anyway, next week on whatever day it is, we got the San Elizario next week on Friday. And San Elizario Presidio Chapel is another unusual building, but it's not in the shape of a cross. We did drone footage so you could see the top of the buildings.
That's what I really enjoy is the drone footage because it gives you a whole different perspective on those buildings rather than there it is standing in front of you. You see it above, below,
and the whole
the
point
sides.
Was they built the missions for Indians in the shape of a cross. In fact, I think the Indians were told to build them.
Yeah,
you know how that worked.
While you're there,
in the day.
We've got you working in the heat and the sweat.
All right, what about fireworks in Alamogordo? There's a thought.
Oh, my God, fireworks. Oh, my God. The good news, the bad news. The city of Alamogordo's annual 4th of July fireworks extravaganza is set to launch, and the fireworks will begin approximately 9:15 p.m. All events are weather permitting, with a backup date of July 5th in case they have storms. Music for the fireworks programs will be carried live on KZZX Radio 105.3 FM.
You can see them anywhere up there.
Yeah, and through the support of BERT Broadcasting, and the public is encouraged to tune in early for the show. They'll have special music tributing to the military and first responders. And this is all coordinated by the New Mexico Museum of Space and History. Now, the bad news, no tailgating parties on the museum grounds due to pandemic this year. For the first time in 42 years, the museum and public are not allowed on the museum grounds due to health concerns.
42 years of fireworks. Wow.
But there's tons of places out there that you can watch it.
Oh, you can see them from anywhere in the basin.
It's amazing, yeah.
Tularosa Basin, basically.
Yeah, I would love to go up just a little bit up towards Rio Doso and sit back there and see it. It'd be amazing.
You
can
get up on
there.
One of those little mountains in Oro Grande and see this stuff. It'd be pretty far away.
Ooh, sunspot. That'd be good.
Oh, can you see? You probably could see it from up there.
Yeah, I think you can see it from sunspot.
That's on July 4th. Hey, what a coincidence. That's the day they normally shoot fireworks in the world.
And they're not going to have a West Side 4th of July parade either in El Paso.
Oh, no, but we have the Grand Marshal coming in on that date.
The Grand Marshal.
He was going to be Grand Marshal, not in the bathtub this year. He was going to be in a real car.
Yeah, we were going to put water in the car.
And this would be, we're talking Bernie here, Bernie Sargent.
An amphibious car.
Well, we'll have him in here. He can parade around the studio.
Oh, don't
even.
That's a scary thing.
All right, let's talk to Bill Moody a little more. Finish your list, Bill. Did you let the dog out?
Yeah, we got that taken care of.
Good. Okay.
The dog's
good.
Happy now.
All right.
Okay. So, anyway, let's say I think I was on Lyndon Johnson.
Yes.
And Lyndon Johnson, he said at least 15 documented trips I have.
Wow.
Starts with his first trip, which was very interesting in 1924 after graduating from high school.
Oh.
As a young man, a bunch of his friends got together and they decided they were going to go to California and see what was out there.
Oh.
And they drove their old car, and they broke down in El Paso, and they got stuck here for a couple of days, tried to get the car fixed. I guess they had to get a couple of little jobs on the side. And
bet they went to Juarez.
Finally gone out to California, and of course, later he comes back to Texas. And
Bill, did they go to Juarez or not?
There was nothing in the archives that indicated the trip, other than Lyndon Johnson.
Right, okay, okay.
Talks, you know, he mentioned that he was there. He'd been to Juarez. In fact, he was they spent their honeymoon in Mexico.
Oh.
He and Lady Bird did. So they had very close ties with Mexico. His final trip was here to a surprise birthday visit. He flew all the way out here after his presidency to visit Ari Thomason, his old friend.
Oh, my.
And went right down to the house there that's there on Stanton Street where Thomason lived. And a very interesting home. It's a home that's had three presidents sit in his parlor there. I think Truman sat there, Johnson and Kennedy at different times. Not always as president, but he definitely that home probably has more presidents that have been there than any other home in El Paso.
Interesting.
Yeah, I would imagine. That's great.
That's neat.
So, it's very near UTEP. The Richard Nixon had three trips in here, twice campaigning as vice president. One of them, Sam Donaldson, famous reporter, was actually his young Republican contemporary here and helped set up one of the visits. So November 2nd, 1968, right before the election in 68, when he was running for president, was his last time here.
Sam was a Republican?
When he was young, yeah.
Oh, my. Okay.
Yeah, when Sam Donaldson was very young.
I'm learning all kinds of stuff now. This is good. Well, of course, everybody knows. He was born in El Paso. Sam Donaldson was an El Paso.
Yes. Yeah, there was a... There's the home that I think he and his mom and everybody lived is up in the Upper Valley outside of El Paso. In fact, they'd even planned a bunch of elephants for a parade, but they cost too much. So they had to cancel the elephants.
Sam actually went to Austin High School, I believe, at one point. I'm pretty sure he did.
When I met him one time, I talked to him about it. He goes, "You're one of the few people that knows that I supported Richard Nixon and was not just, you know, voting for him. I mean, as a kid, I was in college, and I was ahead of the young Republicans."
Well, so, he went to Texas Western College here in the communications department, and I ran into him in Washington when I worked there, and so I knew his wife. I worked with her, but so there was some same party, and he didn't know who that guy was. I walked up and I named a professor in El Paso. He looked at me like, all of a sudden, I was somebody to talk to because I had the same professor he did.
Yeah.
Anyway, so go ahead. Sam's not a presidential dude, but he sure influenced a few. But go ahead. The rest of the list includes Johnson, Kennedy.
Well, it went on from Nixon. It went to Gerald Ford, came here, gave a speech outside the El Paso County Courthouse. Jimmy Carter flew in here in Peanut One when he was campaigning in 1976.
Oh, my God. Peanut One. Heard that in years.
My goodness.
Yeah, I remember that when I was out there.
How fitting.
I plane land out at the airport. And Ronald Reagan made some very significant visits. One of them, he's the only president-elect to have come to El Paso. In 1981, he was in El Paso. He went to meet the president of Mexico in Juarez. And then, of course, he spent the longest time of any president in El Paso. Back in October 14, 1983, he spoke to the GI Forum, stayed out at the Marriott, was there for a couple of days, actually.
Cool.
George Herbert Walker Bush, surprisingly, never came to El Paso as president, even though he was from Texas. He was here as vice president. I believe he was out at the commencement address as vice president out of UTEP. And he came when he was running for the U.S. Senate seat in 1970 when he's running against Lloyd Benson. In fact, there's a very interesting George W. Bush, his son, that's the youngest, the earliest visit that I have George W. Bush in El Paso was he was out here campaigning for his dad for the U.S. Senate, 1970. Bill Clinton was here, has been here a number of times, once as president in 1996 when he was running on November 1st. He gave a campaign speech here. And then he came to speak about to raise money, I think, for the Holocaust Museum. And then he came several times for Hillary when he was campaigning for her for president in the primaries. And then he came out here one time campaigning for Sylvester Reyes. So he'd been here a number of times. George W. Bush, been here many, many times. There's I've got to actually go to the Presidential Library and see how many times because, you know, with his wife's connections with El Paso, They may have slipped in and out of El Paso many times.
I know they did because I was at a couple of events that they were here. Nobody knew they were here. So I knew they were here a lot.
Yeah, they may be here.
There's a lot of events where they were just in town and, you know, visiting family and friends and things like that. So
he may be here right now and we don't know it.
I'll probably have to sit down if he would be gracious enough and to give me an audience to talk to him about it. You know, maybe he could fill in the blanks on a lot of those visits. He probably would have had the most visits maybe of anyone other than Johnson into El Paso.
Well, his wife, Laura, her family was from here. So, you know, that's,
right.
You know, she spent summers here with her grandparents.
Yeah, he made three times he was here as president. So he couldn't, even though they were not, only one of them was a significant speech on Border Patrol in 2005 where he gave a speech. The other times when he was here, he was, you know, just more, they were not real significant presidential speeches or visits, but by then you can't hide being president and coming into El Paso.
Well, no. He was here as a governor a couple of times and also in a special event at the Chamizal that I have pictures with him at that one. So, yeah, he's been here quite a bit. As governor, he came quite a bit.
I remember a story. He was up on Tom Lee Park on Rim Road video recording a commercial, mm-hmm. and some lady told me he knocked on the door, "Can I use your bathroom?" That's an unusual world, but I guess so. I know who you are. Fine, you know, whatever.
Never mind.
Yeah, no. They did. If you'll remember, when he was running for governor, I think the last time he ran for governor, they did a governor's debate. You know, with the debates,
mm-hmm.
they did a debate here in El Paso. I think it was a Gary Morrow. I'm not sure.
Maybe
I think that was the year that they did a debate here. Barack Obama here three times. Really only once as a real presidential visit. Twice he stopped at Fort Bliss to talk to the troops over and just meet with troops, and he didn't really come off of the post.
But he had a big Chamizal meeting. Remember that one?
But he did give a major a political address on foreign policy, particularly with at the Chamizal.
We did.
And then, of course, we have the Trump visits in 2019, where that probably is the longest speech ever given by an American president.
By Trump?
In El Paso. And the only time there was actually a counter rally to one.
That
covers all of the presidential visits. There's a lot of fun ones that we can talk about. I thought I'd just dip back in real quickly to the Roosevelt visit in 42 because it's very unique. You said
hold that thought. We got to take a break here. Melissa, you have a quick thought?
Yeah, a real quick thought is I had one of our Facebook friends, Rebecca Castillo, said that President Ford was here. Did I miss him when you were talking?
No, he said
yes,
it.
I missed
Ford
that. That was me. I wasn't listening.
I've got some real good stories on Ford's visit because former Mayor Don Henderson gave me a long interview about those trips, and he was with him and how he even got here to El Paso.
Interesting stuff. And by the way, your picture where you're sitting there standing there between Taft and Diaz, 6,050 people have seen that on Facebook. 6,050. So you're well known among presidents for sure. We're going to take a break here, Melissa. You ready for that?
Yes, I'm ready.
Call the number out.
Call us at 544-5876 or 544-KTSM.
And what about Amigos!
Amigos! At 2000 Montana Avenue, one block east of Cotton, Amigos Restaurant is the green building with the free parking. Amigos serves breakfast and lunch 7 days a week and dinner Tuesday through Sunday. Amigos on Montana has traditional El Paso Mexican food, plus salads, chicken, and chocolate flan. Amigos has private dining rooms for parties and meetings. Get ready, get hungry. We're cooking at Amigos. 2000 Montana Avenue, 533-0155. Amigos!
With over 19 years of experience in the El Paso real estate market, Patrick Tuttle has successfully navigated the ups and downs of uncertain markets, including the last recession, and he can assist you in buying or selling in the current market. Call him today, 915-588-1850.
Hi, I'm Patrick Tuttle with Legacy Real Estate Services. I offer flexible fees, no upfront costs, and if you don't like me, fire me. Call me today at 915-588-1850. 588-1850.
Hi, this is Jay Farner, CEO of Rocket Mortgage. Making the right financial decisions has never been more important. We can help guide you to those right decisions now, when they matter most. Mortgage rates are near historic lows. So when you call 833-8-ROCKET or visit us at rocketmortgage.com to start your refinance, you'll be well on your way to saving money every month. The rate today on our 30-year fixed-rate mortgage is 3.375%, APR 3.59%. Right now could be a great time for you to take some positive financial steps forward with a cash-out refinance from Rocket Mortgage, which could give you the boost that you're looking for. In addition, we may be able to help you refinance with little or no out-of-pocket costs. At Rocket Mortgage, we're committed to every client, every time, no exceptions, no excuses, giving you the best mortgage experience. Call us today at 833-8-ROCKET or go to rocketmortgage.com to learn more.
Rates subject to change. Pay 1.875% fee to receive this discounted rate. Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender. License in all 50 states. NMLS number 3030.
The Sentinel Group sponsors this paid advertisement for legal services and is responsible for legal services. Attention. Have you or a loved one been diagnosed with cancer after using Zantac or other heartburn medications for several months? The FDA has warned that Zantac and other medications containing heartburn drug, ranitidine, may be contaminated with cancer-causing agent NDMA. Zantac may be linked to these cancers: bladder, colorectal, esophageal, intestinal, kidney, liver, ovarian, pancreatic, stomach, testicular, and uterine. If you or a loved one have been diagnosed with cancer after using Zantac or other heartburn medications for several months, call now.
800-399-5446.
Never stop taking medication without first consulting a physician. Call right now for a free consultation. You may be owed significant compensation.
Call 800-399-5446. 800-399-5446. That's 800-399-5446.
News Radio 690 KTSM El Paso.
And now let's turn back the pages of time and return to the El Paso History Show. Brought to you by Patrick Tuttle Legacy Real Estate Services, 915-585-7777. Pepe's New Mexican Restaurant, 6761 Donovan Drive. By Monterey Asset Management. By Mission Del Rey, 1421 Lee Trevino with El Paso Souvenirs and Gift Shopping. By Keystone Heritage Park on Donovan Drive, 915-584-0563. And by Amigos Restaurant, 2000 Montana, a block east of Cotton, open 7 days a week. Here again, El Paso History with Melissa Sargent and Jackson Polk.
There's only two of us in here. With Andrew, they're screaming through the glass. We should keep this more quiet during the breaks.
Yeah, Andrew's screaming through the glass.
People are weird. I've got to tell you, Patrick Tuttle has a phone number to call, 588-1850, 588-1850. That's a 915 if you care. 588-1850. But that rings in his pocket.
That's right.
Ring him up and say hi.
Rock it in his pocket.
I'm inside your pocket. What are you doing? But no, he does real estate. He's got rentals, but he understands the real estate market very well. So anyway, that's what I got. What do you got?
Amigos, don't forget about them down there at 2000 Montana. They're now open, of course, for in-house dining, as well as you've got that wonderful big patio they've got out there.
Big
so, yeah,
patio.
Get out there. It's perfect weather for doing that.
Today would be great.
Oh, God, yeah, especially today. And then you can still order takeout and pick it up and take it home.
I may go actually to Pepe's. I've been I apologize to Hookie. I didn't get to either place this week. But Hookie down there, he's got all kinds of great food down there. We'll talk more about that another break. But he's got what he's called cool food.
Cool food.
Cool food. Salt pecan and those kind of things.
Salads.
But Pepe's, I think I'm going to go to Pepe's today. So, but Mission Del Rey, they've got their thing where they're going to, they took on a whole bunch more space. They have got another grand, they have a grand opening coming in July, they think.
Hey, we need to do a show from there.
Wouldn't that be something?
Yeah.
But they basically doubled their space. And so they got all kinds of stuff to do down there. We'll talk more about that.
Great place.
But they're,
yeah.
You get a hold of them on their website, missiondelrey.com, and you can get a $20 coupon by going to the contact page.
Yes, and finding the history, the word history.
Click on history, you get a coupon thingy there.
And so that makes you, if you bought something for $20, because you're going to have a minimum buy of $20. But if you add that on, that gives you $40. I mean, you know, you
it'll
can't go
out.
Wrong.
It'll work out. Okay, we got Bill Moody in here talking presidents. You were going to talk about Roosevelt, Bill, because you thought Roosevelt was cool. Andrew, put up Bill. There
you
go.
He arrived here on September 26, 1942. Nothing particularly significant about that, but that this trip that he was taking was actually a secret trip. He traveled 8,754 miles from Washington, D.C., through the Midwest, all the way to the West Coast, out by Seattle, down the West Coast, out through the Southwest, came through El Paso, then through the South, and back to D.C. With his wife and on a special train. And yet the press kept it. It was you couldn't do it today.
No.
The press releases were coming out as if he was still in the White House.
Oh.
This was less than a year after Pearl Harbor. And, of course, he was going out on the West Coast, and they were afraid that maybe there would be an attempt on his life or the Japanese or whatever.
Oh, yeah.
And so they kept the trip totally secret. And it wasn't – and even when he was here and in many places, when people would see it, when he'd get off the train occasionally, they'd say, just remember, I wasn't here. And nobody reported it anywhere in the country.
That would never happen again. No.
Today, you know, you'd have all these Facebook pictures with trying to get a picture with FDR. But totally secret. And when he finally gets back, then they announce it. And then he comes up in the El Paso papers. Yes, he was here.
Ah,
you know,
there he was.
And he stopped at the, you know, and they got a hold of his former vice president, John Nance Garner, and who lived in Uvalde, and said, we're going to be coming through San Antonio and Uvalde later today or tomorrow, and could you meet us? And he met with John Nance Garner there in Uvalde, Texas. They had a nice talk. But can you imagine trying to, you know, this was a week-long trip, trying to do something like that today?
No, it wouldn't happen. So, we have a Facebook question for you. Came in just now. Did you see that one come in?
No, I was just on this other page here.
But it's a question. I think Marisol had it. But the question was, when Taft and Diaz met, did Diaz spend the night in El Paso?
No, he did not. In fact, he spent the night in Juarez.
Right.
They took the old customs house, and he was a big fan of everything that was French. He had it kind of turned in to make it look as much as he could like the palace at Versailles.
Oh dear.
Oh, is that why? Okay.
And they spent a tremendous amount of money, and of course that's where when Taft went over to Mexico, that's where they met. Officially at the old customs house.
Well, they had a big parade here. They had a huge parade, didn't they?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah, tremendous parade on both sides of the border.
Wow.
You know, the Chamizal was still a disputed area.
Oh, yeah.
And so, in fact, I think Diaz had got here the day before, and he actually laid the cornerstone for the Benito Juarez Monument that day.
Oh, neat.
And that was, let me get my date there. I think it was like October the 9th of 1909. So he'd been there the day before. He came with great military troops. He had a lot of troops with him. There was already a little ferment of, you know, there people were getting a little tired after, you know, nine terms of Porfirio Diaz and, you know, supposedly him selling out a lot of the country to Germans and English and French and American.
There were issues there. Yes, there were.
And it wouldn't take too much longer before the revolution would hit.
Oh, yeah.
And of course, and that would remove Diaz from office. But when they got to El Paso, there was a big dispute as to what do you do on that disputed territory, because Mexico still claimed this area where Diaz would have to travel and Taft would have to travel.
Oh, that's right, yeah.
And so they had the carriage there, which was clearly both on the other side of the river, on the middle of the river, where Taft and Diaz would meet officially, and Taft would go in his carriage up to that point, and then they would transfer and go into Mexico. Of course, the way it worked was, I think that Diaz came into the United States first, and then they went to the plaza, and that's where they went around the plaza. There were a bunch of school children there that day, and they'd let school out, and all the children were waving flags, and they'd learned the American Star Spangled Banner and the Mexican national anthem, and they sang both of them. But from what I can tell, a very odd incident occurred just as Taft's railroad car was arriving and it would be there by what would have been the old St. Regis Hotel,
exactly,
which was
yeah.
right across from the plaza. So there was a little spur that came off there. There's pictures of him getting off. There was a fight between two school children.
Oh.
And I think it's the only time that in the history of a presidential visit that I've seen, there's always a lot of school children that, you know, greet presidents, but that there was one of the school children murdered.
Oh, no.
Here in El Paso.
That's a real fight.
And
my.
Yes. Well, they were first horsing around and, you know, yelling at each other. And you know, there was a little bit of a fight broke out. And the one kid pulled out a knife.
Oh, no.
And there was kind of, whether the other kid grabbed the knife and somehow it got stuck into his groin area and severed that artery.
Oh, my goodness.
And, jeez. And they couldn't get to him. And
because of the crowd, right?
The crowd was so big, you know, and he died. I mean, he bled to death very quickly.
Bill, we got to take another break here, but go ahead and finish that story.
And I'll just finish that story up. But anyway, he ends up, they have to lay him on one of the benches, and they drape a little American flag over him, and the teachers tell him because now the presidents are going to be coming by.
Oh, dear.
And they have him face the other way, and they sing their songs and everything with the poor dead boy laying there on the bench.
Oh, no.
And it takes them about another 30 minutes after the president leaves to remove him.
Good. Well, yeah, I remember reading about that in one of the newspapers, the old papers.
He's actually buried out at Concordia Cemetery.
Oh, my. And one other quick story.
His name was Wimbler, I believe.
One other quick story about that. When Taft was here, the Masons got a hold of him. They're all Masons. And they said, they had a meeting with Zach White and said, we need a dam up in New Mexico. And they made the deal for Elephant Butte Dam, I believe, during his trip here without the Mexican guy around. But that's another story for another day. So, I mean, that's what I heard.
Yeah, there were a couple of kind of secret things going on
yes.
when Taft and Diaz were here and why he came. And it was going to set up, I believe there was a good setup to turn the Chamizal over to Mexico in 1910, 1911.
It didn't quite happen. It's a good thing because, I mean, they made a mess of that revolution. Bill Moody is our guest here. He's an historian. He happens to be a judge as well, but I think your historian title is prominent today. We'll take a break here. Call us if you need to, but we got to take one more break.
Well, I want to take a break, but I want to go to our El Paso History Radio Show Facebook page, and you can check him out. We got a couple pictures and some of the comments. It's been kind of fun going back and forth.
Indeed. See you in a minute. Hit the button.
Monterey Asset Management is proud to sponsor the El Paso History Show. If you're tired of the ups and downs of the stock market, maybe you should invest in real estate. Monterey Asset manages apartments in El Paso and helps investors buy, hold, and sell properties. To learn more about the many benefits and long-term appreciation of investing in real estate, call Certified Property Manager Ray Baca at 915-592-4549. Call Monterey Asset Management to discuss your personal financial needs at 592-4549.
Amigos at 2000 Montana Avenue, one block east of Cotton. Amigos Restaurant is the green building with the free parking. Amigos serves breakfast and lunch 7 days a week and dinner Tuesday through Sunday. Amigos on Montana has traditional El Paso Mexican food, plus salads, chicken, and chocolate flan. Amigos has private dining rooms for parties and meetings. Get ready, get hungry. We're cooking at Amigos, 2000 Montana Avenue, 533-0155. Amigos!
Playing the lottery is about having fun. The thrill of imagining what your life would be like if you hit the jackpot and winning. Why should you have to spend time driving to the store and waiting in line just to play the lottery? Play your favorite big jackpot lottery games like Powerball and Mega Millions right from your phone with the Lottery.com app. Skip the line, buy tickets, check your numbers, and enjoy instant cash outs right within the app. Head to Lottery.com to download the free app and get started.
iHeartRadio Earth knows small changes can make a big difference. Want to reduce your food waste? Embrace your freezer. From bread to meat and even cheese, most foods can be frozen and cooked later. Plus, a full freezer uses less electricity. Brought to you by iHeartRadio Earth and the National Environmental Education Foundation. To find more tips for smarter, sustainable living or to take action in your own community, go to iHeartRadio.com/earth.
American postal workers serve on the front lines of the pandemic, getting essential medicine, supplies, and critical mail to you. But this emergency has devastated the post office's finances. While corporations get billions in stimulus funds, the Postal Service gets nothing. And it could run out of money soon. That would mean the end of delivery to every address in America. Tell Congress to save the post office, because it's yours. Paid for by the American Postal Workers Union.
This is Andrew J. Polk. Need to spruce up your space? Then check out Souder.com for a wide selection of American-made furniture. And to make it even better, get it right to your door with free shipping. Visit them at Souder.com. That's Sauder.com.
El Paso's News Radio, 690 KTSM.
And now let's turn back the pages of time and return to the El Paso History Show. Brought to you by Patrick Tuttle Legacy Real Estate Services, 915-585-7777. Pepe's New Mexican Restaurant, 6761 Donovan Drive. By Monterey Asset Management. By Mission Del Rey, 1421 Lee Trevino with El Paso Souvenirs and Gift Shopping. By Keystone Heritage Park on Donovan Drive, 915-584-0563. And by Amigos Restaurant, 2000 Montana, a block east of Cotton, open 7 days a week. Here again, El Paso History with Melissa Sargent and Jackson Polk.
All right, lot going on in here. We got the judge on the phone here. Just real quick, South Pecone and what else they got there?
Oh, did you want to mention the archaeology museum is still not open yet?
I emailed them.
Call your city rep. Tell them to open the museum. I'm sorry. Did I say that out loud?
Did you say that forcefully?
Yes, I did.
Uh-huh.
Amigos, they've got, like we were talking about, the cool plates they've got. They got shrimp cocktail, cool rellenos, which is a really good dish.
They're talking cool down there.
Cool, man. South Pecone and ceviche. So you got everything cool, but spicy.
Hey, Judge, we got to get out of here for the break almost. You got a one-minute story?
Oh, my. A one-minute story about something interesting.
Yes,
well,
presidential.
I thought I'd go into the Taft-Diaz visit, but that's going to take more than a minute.
Give us the headlines.
Let's switch back to maybe the first two visits, Benjamin Harrison, William McKinley visits in 1891 and 1901. McKinley's visit was interesting. He arrives here on May 5th, which was Cinco de Mayo. It was also a Sunday. He was a very devout Methodist, and he did not believe in conducting business on the Sabbath. And so he did that as a president, and the train stopped. He wouldn't meet anybody. He did go to church here. They walked to church to the Methodist church and went to services. They even had a special chair for him there, and then he met with some young people. I think he ran into a young lady, and there was a Jewish couple. And he came out of the car, and gave them flowers and was very kind to them.
Aww. Okay, that's going to end it for this hour because we got to go. And, Judge, I told you, we're not going to get all this in. We're going to have to ask you to come back with some other subjects and some more presidents. But we do have next hour with you.
Yes,
so we're going to keep.
Right.
We're
I think I'll start next hour up with the very famous Taft-Diaz business.
Very good. We'll take that apart, put that back together, and we'll see you next hour.
Bye.
Thank you for listening to the El Paso History Show. There's another hour to go, so please stay tuned. This hour is brought to you by Pepe's New Mexican Restaurant, home of the one and only margarita. EPHistory.com for archived copies of this radio show. By Keystone Heritage Park on Donovan Drive, 915-584-0563. By Monterey Asset Management. By Mission Del Rey, 1421 Lee Trevino with El Paso Souvenirs and Gift Shopping. We'll be right back after the news, right here on News Radio 690 KTSM El Paso.